USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colorado GOP Congressman Ken Buck says America can't move forward with the Joe Biden presidency unless the Justice Department appoints a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop. Buck told a Michigan-based radio host this week that the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop, which is currently in the FBI's possession, could uncover impeachable conduct while Biden was vice president under Obama. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission on Wednesday said it sued Facebook, accusing it of collecting data without user permission. The ACCC said it was seeking an unspecified fine from Facebook for promoting a virtual private network as a way for people to protect their data while secretly using the information to pick targets for buying up competition. A Florida burglar climbing into a home is killed by the falling window Saturday night in the Cape Coral, Fort Myers area. 32-year-old Jonathan Hernandez died at the scene when a window dropped down on his neck as he entered the home. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balanced Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balanced Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday that restaurants will remain fully open while other states impose strict dining restrictions. DeSantis told cooks, servers, and other restaurant employees during a press conference that he's not going to allow the hospitality industry to completely shut down in Florida. The more vaccine providers, the greater the vaccine recipients. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine goes before the FDA for emergency use approval on Thursday. Reports are indicating this will get approved. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID pact. It's not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The First CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet Nine, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.